Boston University School of Public Health. We've been doing this panel for about 6-7 years, and what's really nice is that we have various students talk about their internships and the importance of their international practice, how it benefited their educational experience, talked about the professional work that they did, and how it has impacted not only their studies but their future in public health. I have no relations to disclose, and as I said, I work for the Office of Public Health Practice. We help students with applications of public health principles, but we also build partnerships with the community. And so, you know, what does that really mean? Well, schools of public health have various ways of implementing the practicum. Our office does it centrally, and so while there are some ties that the students have to faculty within their concentration, the practicum is administered through our central office. In our office, we also have community engagement, where we work on public health systems, do workforce training for professionals in public health, and then we also have a bit of a service project and community events through our office. But we are going to focus today on our practicum program. In 2013, we had close to 400 student practica, and of that, 65 were completed internationally and in 28 different countries. You know, a big struggle for us in the university, especially with our international health department, is how do we get students to actually complete their practica internationally? And one way that we have, and there aren't a lot of funds through our university, but one way that actually half of our panel here received money through Santander Universities. And over the past 4 years, we've received money from them so that 45 students can receive international funding. And 20 of those, of the individual funds get sent to traditional practica. Half of those are done in Latin America, and then the other 10 would be on a needs base. And it doesn't matter where those are actually completed. And then we also have a summer program where 25 students are sent to Kenya, and they do a full-blown course that actually counts as their international practica, where they do a lot of field work and assessment and evaluation and development of programs. But we're going to go ahead and move forward and talk to our students about the work that they've done last year.